Cobra, do you have us?
I do. Do you have me?
Sounding very good at the moment.
Ah, this is wonderful.
Whoa. Hi, Corby.
Me just turning the wrong way, just a little bit the wrong way. We'll try to stay in this direction if that's the case. I'm going to bend down and say hi to Mike Ducey from Fox 4. Mike, how are you? Corby with the ticket on the ticket radio station.
Hi, Cobra. Why are you speaking so quietly?
I didn't want to interrupt you while you're on TV.
I am about 9 minutes away from what we call a tease in the business.
Okay, that's awesome. Can I join you?
If you want to wait around 9 minutes, that's fine.
I don't know if I have 9 minutes. Can you speed things up back there?
I'm at the mercy of the Fox 4 news clock. So
come on,
who knows
tell them to come to them quicker.
To me,
so is news on right now?
It is. We are the only local news at 5:30, of course, so we're on. I don't know if the other ones are. Do other people do news in our market? I'm not sure.
You're the only one that does it, especially at that time. I thought you were running cops right now.
It's kind of odd that I'm sitting and you're standing right now, isn't it?
I feel very uncomfortable doing this. How you know what?
Do you find it erotic? I think it's really unusual.
I find it the least erotic thing I've ever done.
Okay, yeah, that's what I meant.
Mike, I'm ready to appear back on your television show, and I'm kind of put off by the fact that I have not been on there this summer.
Let's
talk golf.
Let's figure out a way to get you on the air. There's a the PGA Championship is later this summer.
So. I'm your guy.
Okay. Yeah, come on in. Rick Arnett keeps turning me down, so maybe we can get you on for that.
Yes, Rosengarten yet?
He was on once. That's probably enough.
Let's go talk golf.
All right, beautiful. Good luck with your tees.
And
don't
your
screw this up. And your bottom. Now, it looks like we have another news magnet over here that's doing the same thing. You got a tease coming up here, Mr. Hansen?
I'm always working. It's every day. Every day.
You work less than any human being that I've ever met.
Yeah, but you factor in that I've done it for 35 years, so it's going to take guys like you a long time to catch up with the work I've already done.
That's true. It does all add up very quickly. Very quickly. What's your tease going to be?
I don't know. Is it time to do one already?
Well, that's what you're putting the earpiece in. I'm assuming that something big is coming up here.
Oh, it's huge. I'm interviewing Shireen Williams about the from the Star-Telegram about the women's effort to keep the white man down.
Oh, wow. This is fascinating.
He's not going to tease Ross Ohlendorf signing a minor league contract today?
Mike says Ross Ohlendorf signed a minor league contract. You might want to tease that.
I'm pretty sure Mike would be on top of that. Yeah, there's no question. Romo breaks a leg, but Ross Ohlendorf has signed. That'll be on the ticket in the afternoon, I guarantee you.
Boy, did you guys have fun the other night at the Rudder Room?
I did. I mean, Reiner and I were out there. You know, he acted like he almost liked me there for a moment, but he got over it quickly enough.
Right. He bought you a beer or something, or some cheap whiskey or something.
Dale,
and then acted
I love
like
you,
he wanted
man.
To have another beer when we get back to Dallas. And
yes,
then, but
yes.
Then he quickly sobered up and got over it. And he went
Dale,
right back
I love you, man. You were one
He's
of
yelling
me.
In my ear saying he loves you. Go ahead. What now, Mike?
Dale, I love you, man. You were one of me.
He says you were one of him. Well, I guess that means age.
Yeah, that is true. But
yes.
I thought we bonded well
we did.
On the beach at the Rudder Room. That's quite a place.
Did you guys pull some ass out of there?
No,
I did
take Judy Trammell back to the hotel. But she turned out she was actually staying in my hotel, so it wasn't.
Oh, man, what a bummer.
Yeah, I figured I better get that qualifier in there before Sir Kelly's back in Dallas. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it was like the old days. I mean, I took Judy Trammell and Kelly Finglass back to my hotel.
And they wandered off.
And then they wandered off to their room, and I went to
just like
room.
The old days.
Just like the old days. Exactly. But I could still think about it until almost dawn, so it wasn't bad.
All right, brother. Good luck with everything.
All right, thank you.
Hi, Mickey.
He took me back, too.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, the Mickaroo was there.
Hey, Killer, do you think I could walk up here to this seat where this girl is?
Try it.
Okay. I don't know if the coverage is quite there. Tell me if I start breaking up, okay? Mike, that's you.
No. You're fine so far.
I'm good?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a lounge here that seems very VIP. Incredibly VIP, yes.
Wow.
Hi, madam. How are you?
Hello.
What's your name?
My name is Sanja.
That's a refreshing name.
Oh, thank you. What's your name?
Corby.
Corby. I like your name, too.
Yeah, we would make the perfect couple, Sanja and Corby. It kind of sounds like a musical group.
Yeah, maybe so.
Do you sing?
No, but you can sing, and I'll just be a little bit quieter.
What's she doing?
Where are you from, Sanja?
I'm from Seattle.
What you doing down here?
I'm here with my family, and we are here because our favorite team is the Cowboys. So
how'd you get hooked up in this cool little lounge? It's like a disco lounge or something.
Yeah, we know Scott Linehan, the defensive coach.
Actually, he's the offensive coordinator.
Offensive coordinator, sorry. Thank you.
Do you know him from where?
We know him from my husband and Jim Caviezel. You know
Your husband's Jim Caviezel?
My husband and Jim Caviezel went to school together, and they're really good friends. And Scott is Jim's brother. They're brother-in-laws.
Did you know, Mike, do you know who Jim Caviezel is?
That name sounds real familiar.
Yeah, it
okay,
does.
Did you, the was it the Passion of the Christ?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah,
the
that's
actor.
Jim. Yeah, that's Jim. And what's Jim doing now?
He's still acting. He's on, in that, stars in that Person of Interest.
That's right, on CBS.
Yeah, huh?
Wow, that's so cool.
They live here, so not too far from here.
Okay, and so what's your husband's connection with this?
They went to college together in Seattle.
Ah, what school?
And lived together. Bellevue Community College.
Bellevue Community College. Wow, that's random.
Yeah.
Was Jim into acting then?
So they weren't at first, and he wasn't at first, and then he asked my husband to take an acting class with him, and my husband isn't much for acting, so Jim said he's going to take acting. My husband took the class with him, but my husband ended up building all the props, and he's a construction manager now, and Jim is an actor.
Wow, so he's a construction manager up in Seattle now?
Yeah.
What a weird, weird series of events that led you here.
Yeah, it happened.
So are you a Cowboy fan now?
So I'm a Cowboy fan for sure.
Not a Seahawk lady?
Well, I grew up there, so I do support the Seahawks as well.
How many kids?
And how many kids you have?
Two. They're right there. These two and my husband's right there.
These two young ladies right here? Or that guy?
So the young lady here and then the gentleman talking to my husband. They're both my kids.
How old are they, the kids?
17 and 15.
That is awesome.
All right, buzzkill.
Yeah,
buzzkill.
Had enough for her.
Abort.
Hey, we are
abort,
with the please. Ticket in Dallas. And I was just coming up here to say hi because you look so relaxed in the shade and the breeze.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. So it's really nice.
You know, I have
here.
Herpes.
Well, it's good talking to you. All right, take care.
You know, I have herpes.
Look, first off, her husband is like 1 foot away. Hey, how's it going?
How are
you? You got a good wife.
Thank you.
Yeah, so her husband's right there.
Uh-huh.
I figure if he's
thwack
friends with,
that ass.
With Linehan, I'm not going to be thwacking that ass.
Why not?
Or introducing myself as the reporter with herpes.
You don't do enough ass thwacking.
Yeah, let's see what's going on here. Here's a nice lady.
Thwack that ass.
Hi, madam. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fabulous. What you doing here?
Watching practice.
Practice.
Okay. What's your favorite practice?
Practice?
What does that mean?
No, it's not a trick question. Where are you from?
Watching Dez. Dallas.
Okay, well, so is this vacation for you? You just come up here to watch the team?
No, it's not vacation. It's corporate sponsor day, so.
Oh, awesome. So all the corporate sponsors are here from the area, so you live in Dallas?
Yes.
Are you familiar with the Ticket radio station?
I am, yes.
That's me.
Great to meet you in person.
Yes, my name is Corby, not the entire Ticket. I'd shake your hand, but I have no hand to shake. I'm fold up with wireless equipment. So what do you do? What's the company that's sponsoring the Cowboys? AT&T, Pepsi,
American
Men's Club?
American Airlines.
Ah, American Airlines. That's one of the airlines.
Yes, we'll be visiting them.
Indeed it is, yes.
We are flying. That's how we got here. You guys flew us here, and to your credit, no crash.
Awesome. We took care of you.
Yes, crash free. It's all I really ask out of my airlines.
Well, you got it every time.
Yeah. Yes. Well, we can't guarantee things like this. But, oh, hey, it's Rowdy. Rowdy's behind us. Rowdy doesn't speak, you know.
That's okay. He's got
he
a great
speaks
smile,
with his eyes.
So.
Yes, he does. He speaks with those crazy eyes. Well, that's great. So are you staying in Oxnard or Ventura or Los Angeles?
We are staying at Westlake Village, heading out tonight.
Okay, so you've been here for a couple days. Did you do anything fun? Any boozing or anything?
No, we went to Paradise Cove last night.
Okay, that's fun. Now, you must be pretty high up in the company. What do you do?
I'd rather not say.
Are you a marketing manager? Are you? Close enough? That's generic. I don't really know what that means.
Yeah.
Should work for the Cowboys?
Sales.
Do you put together the little intro packages when I get on the plane and they talk about putting the seatbelt on by any chance?
I don't. But why do you ask?
Well, because I just feel that when I get on a plane, and everybody else does, that we're all way too familiar with that concept. Like, you don't need to tell me that, right? And I'm not saying you in particular, the airline that you work for. I'm saying all airlines. Like, it's almost a tired bit.
Well, you know, it's FAA requirement, so, you know, we try to keep it interesting. And
what is FAA?
Federal Aviation Administration.
Okay, I thought it was Future Asses of Antarctica.
That's a good one, yeah.
Okay, we can roll with that in your next meeting for comedy purposes.
Great.
Very good.
Right, well, hey,
Barbie.
Thank you. It's been nice talking to you.
Thank you.
You have any children?
I do.
How many?
One.
Yeah, shout out. Go ahead.
Hi, Carly.
Oh, Carly. Carly, that's wonderful.
Like a Carly box.
Now, how old is she?
She's 18.
Ooh, is that a freshman in college?
Yes, she
oh,
is.
Oh,
wow, where'd she go to school?
She's going to Texas A&M.
Ah, an
Aggie girl.
The hated Aggies. Did you go there?
No, I'm a Florida Gator.
Oh, wow. She didn't want to go there?
Have you ever been to Gators?
Didn't get enough scholarship money.
Oh, okay. Well, that happened, you know. So back when your daughter was younger.
Oh, God.
Let's just say that you were leaving the hospital and contemplating life in general and where things were going to end up. One of the first things that had to enter your mind was sustenance for your baby. How did you feed?
I would rather not answer that.
There are two answers, a bottle or a breast.
That's too much information.
A one-word answer will do.
So
one word.
Creepy.
One of those words, bottle.
Bottom.
Or breast.
Bottle.
Okay, all right. See, that was easy. That away, sister. Good job. Good job. All right, there you go.
That is so creepy.
Very good, Barbie.
How did you feed?
Bottle.
How will you feed? Or breast.
Gross. It is gross. All right.
Oh, God. That was great.
That was fun.
It was really
all
good.
Right. Community Quick Hits coming up.
You're going to really freak out.
Yes,
when you hear
we got some great stuff.
What's going on in Dallas? Did you tease
this
yet,
is Sports Radio 1310.